Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, July 6th. Quincy police have applied for a criminal complaint after an off-duty state trooper struck another off-duty state trooper at the Real House Restaurant and Bar at Marina Bay last month. Quincy police say they have applied for a criminal complaint in Quincy District Court stemming from the incident on June 26th. However, they say they have no further information to share at this time. The incident was captured on video surveillance inside the bar, showing a man striking another man who was sitting on a bar stool, causing that second man to slump over. A woman was sitting between the two men. Bystanders broke up the incident. State police say the trooper who struck the other trooper has been relieved of duty, pending the outcome of an investigation. Two Quincy residents are charged with impersonating a police officer by outfitting their vehicle with blue lights and a siren. Police say a man and a woman outfitted a rented Ford Explorer with the blue lights and siren and were forcing motorists out of their way on Hancock Street near the Speedway gas station in North Quincy at about 5:30 Friday afternoon. The real police officers stopped the vehicle. The driver was arrested at the scene. A female passenger got into the driver's seat and sped away. She was stopped on C Street a short time later, now facing multiple motor vehicle charges and charges of impersonating police officers, are 48-year-olds Paul Bradley and Laurie Brushingham, both of Quincy. The vehicle was a rental car with Florida license plates. Both suspects have been bailed for an appearance in Quincy District Court. A small fire at a Quincy Dunkin' this morning. Fire broke out in an electrical room at the Dunkin' on Franklin Street just after 4 a.m. Quincy firefighters responded, quickly doused the fire. No injuries were reported. The extent of damage is unclear. A fence caught fire during the annual Houseneck bonfire in Quincy last night. Police say it happened around 10 p.m. on Posse Street. Quincy firefighters quickly doused that blaze, which was confined to the fence. No one was hurt. The bonfire is held every year as spectators gather to watch the fireworks from Wessagusset Beach in Weymouth. A hit-and-run crash in Quincy last night is under investigation. Police say two cars collided on Southern Artery near McGrath Highway just before 11 p.m., and then one vehicle fled the scene. The occupants of the second vehicle suffered minor injuries. Police are now seeking the driver of a Chevy Trailblazer that fled the scene. The driver was described as a black female with blonde dreadlocks and a nose ring. The vehicle had been reported stolen from North Quincy. New sidewalks are being installed along a stretch of Quincy Shore Drive this summer. The Department of Conservation and Recreation says beginning today, existing sidewalks will be removed along Quincy Shore Drive, starting at Carl Streets and running up to C Street. The work will also include new curbing, electrical conduits, and light poles. 12 street lights will be deactivated during the work and then replaced with new lights by National Grid. The project is expected to continue into the fall. Several firefighters were treated for heat-related injuries while fighting a three-alarm fire in East Braintree on Saturday night. Firefighters responded to reports of a building fire just after 10 p.m. at the large two-story home at 24 North Bowditch Street. Upon arrival, firefighters encountered heavy fire coming from the home. First arriving firefighters initially made entry into the home, but were forced to evacuate due to the heat and volume of fire. As firefighters were evacuating the home, they heard the cries of a dog trapped inside and were able to successfully rescue the dog from the living room area. The residents were able to safely evacuate the home with another family pet prior to the firefighters' arrival. No injuries were reported by any of the residents. The rescued dog was also unharmed. According to Braintree fire officials on scene, the response reached a third alarm, bringing mutual aid from Weymouth, Milton, Quincy, Holbrook, and Abington to the scene. Fire in the home spread to a work-style van parked in the driveway. Also caused significant heat damage to an adjacent home. Two firefighters were transported to a local hospital to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries. One firefighter was treated at the scene and refused medical transport to the hospital. The cause of the fire is under investigation by the Braintree Fire Department and State Fire Marshal's Office. The home where the fire originated is considered a total loss, while the building next door has been deemed uninhabitable by the building inspectors. The Red Cross was called in to assist the residents from both homes that have been displaced by the fire. Local animal control officials are warning residents to stay alert because multiple black bear sightings have been reported in Avon and Randolph. Several residents in Avon and Randolph observed and photographed a black bear last Thursday night near Route 28 in the area of North Main Street on the Avon-Randolph line. A photo showed the bear standing on its hind legs, tilting a red bird feeder into its mouth. On Friday, Avon police confirmed two additional sightings while patrolling the area, including reports near DeMarco Park and DW Field Park. In a community alert, the Avon police announced that DW Field Parkway and the South Street gates were closed due to the sightings. The sightings come after a confirmed black bear sighting in the area of West and Fowler Streets in Randolph last Wednesday. Officials are reminding residents not to approach, follow, or attempt to interact with the bear if it's spotted. Also, keep a close watch on pets, secure trash barrels, protect chicken coops and other animal enclosures, remove bird feeders until the bear leaves the area. Massachusetts House has approved legislation that would allow the state to acquire the former Norwood Hospital property through eminent domain, moving the effort one step closer to becoming law. The bill now heads to the Senate for consideration. Norwood Hospital has remained closed since a powerful rainstorm caused severe flooding that forced the facility to shut down 6 years ago. Efforts to reopen the hospital have stalled, prompting state and local leaders to explore other options for the property. Town officials have argued that the loss of the hospital has created a significant gap in access to health care for residents across the region. They estimate that approximately 250,000 people have been affected by the closure. If approved by the Senate, it would move to Governor Healey's desk for consideration. Interfaith Social Services in Quincy originally had a small bookshelf to give away books, but it has morphed into a program that has distributed 17,000 books to kids in the community. Pantry Executive Director Rick Doan says the kids light up every time they're given a book. He says many times a free book leads to a love of literacy. If you'd like to donate children's books to Interfaith Social Services, you can either drop the books off at the pantry on Adams Street or buy them through the organization's Amazon wish list. The annual bottle and can drive to support Troop 6 Scouts in Quincy will be held this Saturday. People are asked to drop off their donations between 9 and 10 a.m. at Gilbert Memorial Park in Squantum, where the Christmas tree lighting is held. If you can't make it this Saturday, volunteers will come to you. Just email your address to squantumscouts@gmail.com and then leave your bagged bottles and cans on the sidewalk by 10 a.m. Saturday. Proceeds from the drive help scouts pay for summer camp. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow shot up 594 points. The Nasdaq's down 207. The S&P rose a fraction. Asian stocks are mixed. U.S. futures rose following a long weekend on Wall Street, while selling off technology shares pulled benchmarks in Tokyo and Seoul lower. The dollar rose, the euro is down, oil at $72 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat L.A. 7-5, and they're off to Chicago for a series with the White Sox beginning tomorrow night at 7:40. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: spot showers and some steadier rain with a high of 74. Rain this evening and lows drop to the mid-60s. Tomorrow, rain for most of the day. High tomorrow, 70 degrees. Partly sunny on Wednesday, the high of 80. Thursday, sunny and warmer with a high of 88. For the boater today, waves 1 to 2 feet. Southeast winds 5 to 10 knots. High tide 4:42 p.m. Sunrise 5:14, sets at 8:23. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, July 6th.